And Mike and Mike off-air podcast number 29 is rolling. I'm Mike O'Neill. Afternoons on the new My 97.5.
Mike Pesto over here with My Mornings. And I forgot to mention this last week, Bo. I thought I did, actually, that we are now, little camera over here in the corner, on YouTube as well. So we've got a YouTube channel. If that's how you check these out, do not forget to like and subscribe. As they say every once in a while, smash the bell for alerts. Every time we drop a new podcast, you'll be alerted. So you can not only hear us, but see us as well if you check it out on YouTube.
And I do have the just right face for radio, don't I?
Yeah. So I talked about this morning before you get rolling with what I know you've got, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. The 400, and yes, I counted them, 400 plus funniest TV shows ever have now been ranked. There's this website that I love checking out every once in a while called Ranker.com.
Where 400?
The producers of the website will put them in whatever order they see fit. But as long as that stays up on the website, you can go anytime and you can rank them in whatever order you think. So the list always changes. So I will well, first of all, let me ask you, what would you have? And I think I know because we've talked about this enough. As some of your funniest TV shows ever. Now, again, not just recent TV, but ever TV.
Well, number one will always be MASH. And,
okay.
And ironically, on this day in history, this was the day that they signed off. The big show that went 125 million viewers strong in the country on CBS aired on this day in history back in 1983.
To this day, that is still the most watched season finale of all time, not just comedies, but of anything. And I think I got this right because I thought of this one myself. I can't find it. It's like in the 40s, I think, where that one actually ranked. Like I said, this list continuously changes. Here it is, number 42. Number 42 all time.
Still my favorite.
MASH came in. I'm surprised that one didn't rank a little higher, but there's some more modern shows.
Hawkeye had some of the best lines in history.
Geez, yeah.
Ask once, do you drink Hawkeye? And he said, oh, yeah, only to excess. He just had some of the best punchlines ever.
It was one of those shows that was written so well. You had to really pay attention because a lot of times you're laughing as the next joke is coming out.
And they're connected. So, I mean, if without the setup, the second one would fall.
What else do you have?
Loved All in the Family.
All in the Family? I just scrolled past it. Number 38.
They broke so much ground there. I mean, the first time a toilet flushed on TV. Not that that is the pinnacle of television watching, but just an interesting fact.
Hey, some show had to be the first one.
Actually, I'm going to go even farther back. I know by today's standards it's considered campy, but I loved I Love Lucy as well.
I looked up that one as well. Again, like I said, the list keeps changing, so I'm trying to see where that one fell. Just so you know, the Carol Burnett Show came in at number 31.
So good.
Again, that was groundbreaking in so many different ways.
They were at their best when they were falling apart, when somebody was losing it and taking somebody with them, and that's when they were at their best.
I Love Lucy at number 23.
Wow,
on the list.
I can't even guess the top 30.
See, there. I'm surprised. I thought for sure the first one out of your mouth because I know you're a huge fan. How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, I'm that place top 30. I'm so happy.
Number 22, so just above I Love Lucy.
That is literally one of my favorite more modern. And what an ensemble cast.
Oh, geez, yeah.
They were so good.
So that's what you would have had on there. Any guesses as to what they had as far as their top 10?
Gosh. Friends? It's got to be somewhere in there.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's outside the top 15. I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's not in the top 5.
Gen X, Gen Zers, you're messing up my top 10.
I will give you.
Well, let's see if I'm right on
number 5, and see if that maybe makes you start thinking about some other ones. South Park.
Oh yeah,
at see, number 5.
Okay, well now I know where you're gonna. Now I know where it's gonna go.
You will never guess number 4. I wouldn't know I'd have number 4 in the top 50.
South Park's 4?
Yeah. They're Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Shut up.
I never watched a single episode of that
ever.
Show.
Ever.
I heard it was decent, but yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine at number 4. This one surprised me.
Tell me.
Based on those two, Looney Tunes. Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny, all of those.
That makes me happy, though.
It should be.
I've been a mobile DJ for 30 years, and I end every show with ding, 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 ding. And I'll probably get arrested one day, but it's a perfect way to end any night. I don't want to be the guy with the semisonic out.
Here's one that I'd never watched, but again, heard great things about it. I'm surprised I haven't seen it at some point. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia at number 2.
I watched it. See, that's not my sense of humor. Okay. I watched it, and I now know what another one is going to be in the top 10. I'm looking right at him. The guy that I think produced Seinfeld?
I can't think of his name. Larry David.
Yeah, isn't Larry? Well, and I'm going to
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
I'm not sure where that ranks, but it's not in the top 5.
See, I would have assumed. Top 10, though?
Let me see. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Where is that? Well, I'll give you 6 through 10 before I take number 1. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Was at number 6.
That's good.
Which, you know, great improv show.
Yeah, it's, you know what? You laugh every time you watch that. It's just a fact.
Let's see. So that was at number 6.
And it's still rolling.
Modern Family at number 7.
Lisa Hamilton was a huge fan of that show.
The Simpsons at number 8. Surprised that one wasn't a little higher.
Yeah.
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
At number 9. Oh. And then Married with Children at 10.
But where did, I just thought of another, but it's not my sense of humor. Where did, all I can think of is Dunder Mifflin. Where did...
That was number 1, The Office.
The Office. See, that's my daughter's. That's their favorite show. To me, it's just repetitive, slapstick, silly. But
if you think about it, that whole style of show is what made Modern Family what it was, and it's on the list as well.
Absolutely.
I think the actor who played Ted Bundy, I'm blanking on his, Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
He had 2 shows in the top 10. Modern Family was at 7 or 8, and then Married with Children was at 10.
Did Married with Children get in the top 10?
At number 10.
I secretly adored that show, knowing how awful the characters were.
It was kind of like the All in the Family for its generation.
Yeah.
Because some people identified with Ed Bundy, some people despised him, but you laughed either way.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with All in the Family. Some people really identified with Archie, others couldn't stand him.
Yeah. Those are legit. Those are legit. Good list, my friend. Yeah. And I'm so glad so many wholesome ones were in the top 20.
Yeah.
That makes me very happy. All right, on to today. Man. Food, feeding your family, buying food weekly. It's gotten nuts what it costs on the weekly basis. 11%, they're saying 11 to 12% of our budgets now. And it's just so expensive. And honestly, beyond budgeting out of your mind, I don't have an answer, but I've got a couple of ideas that I don't think were very good.
Okay.
And one of them, I found out recently, I think you turned me on to this, the Kellogg CEO.
Oh, jeez, yes.
Kellogg CEO Gary Pilsnick's cost-saving suggestion of eating breakfast cereal, for dinner didn't win over any consumers at all when he posed this very, very recently. In fact, I think it was just this week he said that.
Yeah, it. I forget when the conversation took place, but it blew up.
Captain
Yesterday.
Crunch for dinner. Really? Really, Gary?
I'm down with it. The funny thing is, before I even saw that, I had Raisin Bran for dinner last night. I mean, it's something that I will... My wife is really, really on this odd diet that I can't quite figure out yet. So more often than not, we get to dinner time. She's not eating anyway. We wanted to celebrate the fact that my daughter had her last basketball game. She's a sixth grader. So I asked the kids where they want to go. They said they wanted Popeyes, so we went to Popeyes, got them some chicken.
Good.
I didn't want to eat something like that in front of my wife, knowing she's conscious of that right now. So I'm like, I'll have a bowl of cereal. And as I'm eating my Raisin Bran, I'm going through the phone kind of figuring out what I want to talk about the next day. And I saw that post.
And you laughed into your Raisin Bran.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. Really? And what I didn't get is why so many people lost their mind. And the only thing I can think was the Marie Antoinette quote from years ago. And I don't even know if she ever said it. But the whole let them eat cake line.
Well,
The difference between the two is she was, you know, in government, the leader of her people. So she was telling, you know, people who are, you know, not as well off as she was, well, if they're complaining, let them eat cake.
Yeah.
With him, he's not a government official. He has no say in the matter. He's a business guy who owns Kellogg's. So
who makes cereal?
Why not eat his product?
I understand why he said it. I just know that as someone who takes nutrition and working out very seriously, it would 100% not work for me. On a day when I'm doing chest, when we're lifting heavy, doing chest, I eat specifically very, very proteiny that day. I eat some kind of chicken or beef, the right carbs, because I've seen how if I don't, I'm a shaky mess in the gym and I just don't have a good workout. There is no cereal made that would give me a good workout, and that's...
Well, enjoy it after the fact, then.
It's dessert! No, but that's from my standpoint why I was like, really? That's not exactly the best nutrition. Again, if it's all you got, you roll with what you can afford. And we've... Being in radio, I've been there. Yes, sir. When I first started out, I was not eating as well as I am now. But it just didn't seem terribly empathetic.
I don't see us as a family ever sitting down and passing a box of Rice Krispies around with the milk and enjoying dinner that way. But like for me personally, I would say at least once a week. I mean, the joke that I used to tell my wife before we started having kids and I would have cereal a lot more often then is breakfast is the most important meal of the day. No matter when you eat it. So if I'm having breakfast for dinner, hey, I'm just having the most important meal of the day then. Again, I didn't get why everyone lost it yesterday, why that became such a huge story worldwide, but it did.
It just didn't seem terribly empathetic. And I have another one on the non-empathetic hotline.
Okay.
Did you hear about Wendy's the restaurant? Two days ago, they talked about they're going to be doing new dynamic pricing. They're putting in brand new digital menu boards where right in the store, very easily, they can change the price right on the menu board in 2 seconds. And the discussion at the time a few days ago was that they could raise prices in busier times. And that just seemed very brutal to me.
Well, breaking news. I was just talking about this with Ray a moment ago, that they either that was much ado about nothing and maybe it was something they were thinking about doing and maybe they let it leak to see what the reaction was going to be, or word got out and it wasn't officially leaked, but big announcement came down earlier that says they are not doing that.
Well, they're going to do it. It's just they're not going to do it that way. What they said was they clarified, saying dynamic pricing will include new menus that could offer discounts at slower times of the day.
That's what I was talking about it with Ray. I'm like, if you're going to do something like that, which I have no problem with because this is capitalism. There are things I love about it. There are things I hate about it.
Right.
But this is what it is. Businesses can run their business however they want to do it. If you don't like the way Wendy's does their business, there's Burger King, there's Popeyes, there's McDonald's, there's our ton of other businesses. I tell anyone that will ever listen to me, you don't just vote in November. You vote every single time you take out your wallet, your purse, your cash, your debit cards, your credit cards, and you buy something. Because not only are you buying whatever it is you're buying, you're telling that business, whether it's a service or something you actually take home with you, I like the way you're doing business. Keep up the good work. If you keep spending your money at Lowe's, but you don't like the way they do things, but they've got the cheaper prices, they will keep doing things exactly the way they're doing them. So I encourage anyone who either listens, checking this out on YouTube or just friends of mine, make sure you vote with your money every chance you get. I am a huge advocate of buy local, shop local, do as much as I can local. You can't always with everything, and I get that. But I will go to Ace before I'll go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yep.
Because owned by someone local
in our neighborhood,
and it's your neighborhood Ace, and Yeah, there are some things that you can't get there. And I get that, but I go there first. And if I can't get it there, then I will drag myself to Lowe's or Home Depot.
And I'm a fan of that support as well. Back to the Kellogg thing real quick. Yeah. I found a quote that I really liked that kind of summed it up for me. It's kind of written in meme in that wee-wee, in that kind of vernacular. And this is how I felt about it. It says, people, we don't have dinner. We starving. CEO, then just eat cereal. People, but they expensive. CEO, we hear you. We're making the pack smaller so it costs less. Yeah. Yeah.
When I talked about it on the air this morning, I literally said, when I went to Costco just the other day, I literally bought, okay, not the cheapest. Cheapest was shredded wheat, and I'm not going to buy shredded wheat for a host of different reasons. But the second cheapest cereal there was the Raisin Bran. That's why I bought it. I mean, I'm that dad that when we go shopping with the kids, they will see this, that, and everything. But they know we go down certain aisles and you have more than one selection because Costco, sometimes you don't. It's if you've got five or six, which one is the cheapest?
Yeah.
Or what happens to be on sale? That's just where we are. I think that's where a lot of people are right now.
No, you're not the only one. I have not bought a non-generic frozen bag of corn, peas, green beans in the last 20 years. I really haven't because... Why?
Yeah, there's the Save Mart brand.
Green beans,
there's the
for God's
Winco
sakes.
Brand. Wherever you go, there is a brand that's associated with that store.
And they're fine.
Or Kirkland.
Most of the time.
Kirkland
Most
peas.
Of the time. Yeah.
Because they make everything else, too.
Yeah. They / the brand name. Shh. I know. Oh, that's a thing. You know what? This is so off the subject, but one of the reasons I love Costco, we were in there, and Colleen and I are kind of coffee snobs, have been for years. We were buying our bags of Starbucks beans for years. 1 pound of beans cost like $14, Michael. It's stupid.
Uh-huh.
It was just our one guilty pleasure, right? Well, one day we're in Costco, and I go, I want to see. And I picked up one of their full pounds, by the way, of coffee beans, not the 14, not quite a pound like they have at Starbucks. Full pound, $6 cheaper, and you look closer. Made by Starbucks. What the what? I've been buying name brand. And so I'm still getting Starbucks, but I'm just getting it at Costco.
One thing, we have the Keurig at home.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, because it was the Keurig, and my wife is the coffee drinker. I don't drink coffee. I never have. It's not my thing. Although, again, I'm up at 4:15 every morning.
Right.
Go figure that one out. But I bought it for my wife as a Christmas present years ago, one of the best gifts I ever got her. And it wasn't until that she found, I think, at Target at some point, the K-cup that you can buy that's empty, and
yeah,
you can put whatever you want in it.
It works.
That was a game changer, because now she just gets the whatever Folgers product happens to be on sale at Costco, she just gets those, fills up her plastic K-cup, and uses that. One, you don't toss out anything. So I know there's a big push right now, especially in California, that we're supposed to put more and more stuff in the yard waste bin. I did a whole public affairs show on that recently. So trying to throw out less, recycle more, compost more. Well, with this, you use that same plastic cup every time. You're not throwing away a little plastic K-cup.
No, it lasts forever.
And it costs half as much as the K-cups do because you're just using the coffee grounds.
Well, we had a Keurig for a while, and I remember we had to buy the special Keurig that had that would accommodate those. And we were like, yeah, we do, because we're not going to – because I didn't want to buy the pre-made ones that cost $8 billion by comparison. And so, yeah, no, your wife's very smart. Very, very, very smart. Good coffee, too. But again, we're coffee snobs, and we use a French press.
Ah, well, yeah. What do you do?
But I will still get the frozen beans in Winco for $1.80 a pound. Thank you very much. So that's about all I have in terms of so more to the ways not to help us out in terms of food being so expensive.
Well, and again, if you want to enjoy a bowl of cereal for dinner, breakfast, and lunch, as far as I'm concerned, knock yourself out.